Coming up on this edition of Buccaneers Insider, NFL Network analyst Albert Breer explains why he wasn't surprised that the Buccaneers elected not to use their franchise tag on any of their free agents this year, including defensive end Michael Bennett.
It's just because of the way that the salary cap set up the last couple of years, more and more difficult, you know, for teams to take on $10, $11, $12 million in cap space, which they do when they tag players at positions like offensive tackle or defensive end.
I'm Scott Smith, and this is another Buccaneers Insider Combine special on what is actually the last day of the 2013 Scouting Combine. Albert Breer was obviously on hand in Indianapolis, and he stopped to discuss several Buccaneer-related topics with us, including the team's own efforts to re-sign its free agents.
I think what most of these teams are doing at this point is to, kind of keep their cards close to the vest and, as a negotiating tactic, because in a lot of these cases, if you are going to tag somebody, you don't want to tell them, because that can be a negotiating point for the player. And if it's a player at a position where that tag number's higher, Michael Johnson's another one in Cincinnati where he can command a lot of money in the open market. But the tag number's so high, and I believe it's somewhere in the $12 million range, right? You're talking about tagging the $12 million range. Well, you tag somebody at that level, there's a lot of motivation for them to sit there and just make that money. You need to push them off of that position. And so, in this period here, in the next 2 weeks until that March 4th deadline to tag guys, I think you're going to have a lot of teams kind of keeping their cards close to the vest because, from a negotiating standpoint, it doesn't make much sense for them to come out and say, yeah, we're going to tag you, because the minute you say that, that's the negotiating point for the agent and the player.
So it could lead to a larger pool of available, interesting free agents, and the Buccaneers, again, have room to spend, money to spend, cap space to spend. Do you foresee them being players? They were big players last year, maybe not that big, but something?
Well, some guys that they got to take care of on the roster. I think Roy Miller's up. Michael Bennett's another one. So there are some players they can take care of internally. Could they make a splash for a corner to replace a guy like Aqib Talib, who they traded away in midseason? There certainly are names out there. There's Sean Smith from the Dolphins, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, from the Eagles, Derek Cox from the Jaguars. So there will be opportunities for them maybe to take care of that cornerback position, which is becoming more and more important in the NFL, and maybe give them a guy to pair with Mark Barron long-term back there in the secondary. So that could make some sense for them. I think, like I said, mainly the guys internally are who they want to take care of. But could I see them branching out, and going, making a play for a player like that, or maybe a tight end? I certainly could see that.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But our coverage from the Combine will continue even after the event itself ends. Join us again tomorrow as we talk to former NFL scout and current NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah about the draft.